Leviticus chapter 1. And Yahweh called to Moses and spoke to him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, If any man of you bring an offering to Yahweh, he shall bring your offering of the cattle, of the herd, and of the flock. And if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before Yahweh, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood, and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering, and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar, and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water. And the priest shall burn all upon the altar, a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to Yahweh. And if his offering be of the flocks, of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male without blemish. And he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward in front of Yahweh. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar. And he shall cut it into his pieces, with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all, and burn it upon the altar, a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to Yahweh be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons, and the priest shall bring it to the altar, and wring off his head, and burn it upon the altar, and the blood of it shall be wrung out at the side of the altar. And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers, and cast it beside the altar on the east part by the place of ashes. And he shall cleave it with the wings of it, but it shall not divide it in two. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire, a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh. End of chapter.